This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban insurgents captured the capital of a province in southern Afghanistan and elsewhere killed the government's senior media officer in Kabul on Friday amid a deteriorating security situation as U.S. and other foreign troops withdraw. A police spokesman says the southern province's capital fell to the hardline Islamists because of a lack of reinforcements from the Western-backed government. The Taliban have taken dozens of districts and border crossings in recent months as foreign forces pull out of the war-torn country after two decades. In New York, UN Special Envoy for Afghanistan Deborah Lyons questioned the Taliban's commitment to a political settlement, telling the UN Security Council the war has entered a deadlier and more destructive phase, quote, reminiscent of Syria recently or Sarajevo in the not-so-distant past. The United States said Friday it would refuse visas to more than four dozen additional Nicaraguans linked to President Daniel Ortega in response to an increasingly harsh crackdown on the opposition ahead of elections. The U.S. State Department said it would refuse entry to 50 family members of Ortega-linked officials, expanding a July 12th announcement of visa restrictions on more than 100 people, including legislators and judges. The announcement comes after Nicaraguan authorities detained a 27-year-old former beauty queen who announced a run as the opposition candidate against Nicaragua's vice president, who is Ortega's wife. Authorities have already arrested seven presidential hopefuls as Ortega prepares in November to seek his fourth consecutive term since returning to power in 2007. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tokyo fire officials and news reports said Friday a man stabbed at least 10 passengers on a commuter train in the Japanese capital and was arrested by police after fleeing. NHK Public Television says two passengers were seriously injured. It claims the suspect left his knife behind as he fled and was later arrested in Tokyo. The city is currently hosting the Olympics, which end on Sunday. The Tokyo Fire Department says 9 of the 10 passengers were taken to nearby hospitals, while the 10th was able to walk away. British scientists warned Friday there are early signs people who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 may be able to transmit the Delta variant of the virus as easily as those who have not been vaccinated. The findings align with those from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which last week raised concerns that vaccinated people infected with Delta could readily transmit it, unlike other variants. It's become the dominant coronavirus strain globally, sustaining a pandemic that has already killed more than 4.4 million people, including over 130,000 in Britain. Vaccines have been shown to provide good protection against severe disease and death from Delta, especially with two doses, but there's less data on whether vaccinated people can still transmit it to others. Public Health England says of confirmed Delta cases that ended up hospitalized since July 19th, 55% were unvaccinated, while 35% had received two doses of a COVID-19 vaccine and still ended up in the hospital. Nearly 75% of the British population has had two vaccine doses, and now PHE says, quote, as more of the population gets vaccinated, we will see a higher relative percentage of vaccinated people in hospital. The European Union's drugs regulator said Friday there's not enough data to recommend using COVID-19 vaccine boosters after major EU states said they would roll out a third dose for the most vulnerable in September. The European Medicines Agency had said in mid-July that more data was needed before it could make a recommendation on boosters, but the EU's biggest countries, Germany and France, are moving ahead with plans to roll out some anyway. That is despite a call from the World Health Organization on Wednesday for a halt to boosters until more people around the world have been vaccinated. The WHO says people should have access to a first dose of the vaccine before some people have access to a third dose. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.